I always love that. Take your passion and make it happen. Isn't that so cool? Hi, my name is Sienna Gold. The show is called Down to Earth. I am here with, first and foremost, with the mystery engineer. We don't mention his name. And I also have Rebecca and Pam here today. Again, we have a full house. Hey, girls.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
It's so nice to have you both. As always, this is the posse here. This is the team. Just for your information out there, the views expressed on this show are those of the speakers only and not necessarily those of KVMR, our board, staff, volunteers, or contributors. So there was some debate. I was kind of trying to figure out what to talk about today and discussed it with the posse. And we decided that what we're going to talk about today is healing. If you've listened to the show at all, you know my views about healing. I'm not exactly a pro-healing kind of a gal. And there's a reason for that. I personally don't feel at the end of the day that we need to be healed. I don't feel we're broken. I don't feel that we are wounded. And I'm talking about, ultimately, the part of you behind the eyeballs, the part of you that's moving your body around, is in this body having an experience on this earth. And the body, to me, is your kind of car. And these are experiences, not wounds and difficult, horrible things. Well, they can be difficult and horrible, but they're not like things that have to be fixed. So I'm going to just kind of open it up and see what you guys, you have some contributions to that. I know Pam was kind of vociferous about the whole healing thing.
Okay. I agree with you that we don't need healing. And I think that part of my problem when I first thought about it, before I realized that what you're saying was truth, was that healing was the same as curing. And I realized that that's not true, that you can, quote, heal things that seem broken, even if they're not, but they seem like it to you. But maybe not, the thing you're not meant to do is cure it because of the experience that it's giving you. And I think that this is what I learned. The word healer, for instance, is something that I've been called, but I don't think that I'm actually that. I'm a Reiki master, and so I've been called an energy healer. But I don't think that's what I do. I think it's different. And so that's my take on it. I think we have expectations of the word healing, that, oh, yes, I'm getting a healing, which maybe you are in some way because you're experiencing it, but not necessarily a physical healing. And so I agree with you, that word is kind of out there now. I don't know what I would say in exchange for that, but I do not believe that healing is something that people can give another person. We can comfort, maybe help, in some ways to
support.
Do that. Support.
Yeah.
But is that really healing in the sense of the word that most people think it is?
Right.
That's my comment.
You have anything to say, Rebecca?
Yeah. Well, more of a question.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Rebecca.
So my question then for you, Sienna, is what would you say in instead of healing, or like what exactly it is that you help people to do?
I help people to wake up. Well, I help the party behind those eyeballs moving the body around to wake up is really the bottom line. Did you have anything else to say?
Yes.
Okay. Of course
it's,
you do.
Of course it's another question.
Yes, it's Rebecca.
Because that's how I answer things
rolled.
With questions. So then what is it when that waking up, what is it that it's hoped to do? Like when that part, you know, of the person that you're helping wakes up, like what is that hopefully to, you know, help to do?
That's a great question, because that really leads into an answer to your previous question.
Sweet.
Yeah. First of all, in my world, human people have a lot of things that happen. There are a lot of things that happen to us that we can't really explain. A lot of things on this earth that we cannot explain. So my sense is that the people who, the powers that be, quote unquote, decided, okay, you know, we're all munchkins here and we don't know what's going on. So we're gonna like make our own rules and regulations about what's going on, our own explanations, not rules and regulations. We're going to come up with our own explanations about what's going on. Mm-hmm. So you're not feeling that good and you're crying and you're upset and you're hurting. You need to be healed. That's what the issue is. Mm-hmm. We're going to heal. We're going to heal that. I really think that the biggest deal here, the biggest issue, if you will, here in our lives is that we are systematically steered away from what we have inherently, from the abilities and the awarenesses and the resources that we have right inside of us as whatever it is that you want to call it that's moving these bodies around. I can't call it anything but an it. I don't know what the heck it is. I don't feel it's male or female. I think it's just it, whatever it is that's moving our bodies around. Mm-hmm. And so that part of us becomes... is now subjected to what we as humans have figured out to name and to do with things that we don't really understand. So when I'm working with somebody, what I'm doing is addressing the part of you in there, moving the body around, who, by virtue of the nature of this earth, has forgotten who it is that it is. And so when I talk about waking that up, and I actually don't, I guess I do help to a degree, but I'm actually giving tools to help yourself at the end of the day. Be more aware of the limitations that are put on you by what you might call wounds that are identified by the pain that you're in. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I address pain. And get you in touch with that, because my sense is that your pain is wrapped around who it is that your core, and who it is that your core is what I can't name. I don't know what it's called, but I know it's not necessarily entirely part of this earth.
Right.
It's weird. It's a weird subject.
That makes sense. So waking people up to that part of us that kind of just have seeped back so far back into our subconscious that we're just not even... You know, we're just not aware of that true. I mean, there's so many terms in today's world, society, in the healing community, in other communities, I guess, that consciousness, that energy consciousness,
right.
That
whatever,
you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
I mean, it's hard for me, you know, like I've used the term healing, heal. I get so many different perspectives and I understand so many different perspectives. I think for me, it can be called healing, but it depends on, I guess, what your perspective. Like, I think in our society, though, I think that term has been abused and some people do the powers that be that you talked about that want to manipulate and keep people in a certain, you know, state of mind and subjugation can use that, you know, to, you know, subjugate people.
They get like, you feeling that you have to fix
it. Yeah, that, you know, we have to be fixed. That,
right. Because something's wrong. Mm-hmm. You're bad.
Yeah. But I think my time with you has taught me to be open to the idea that we're here to experience things.
That's the cool thing. But listen to this. I also feel that before you get to where it is that I'm taking you to, you know, where my philosophy is going, feeling like you're going to get healed is fine. When you're like deeply entrenched in the beliefs that are that we are trained to have, when you're deeply entrenched in that, mm-hmm. and that's the way that it is, and you know, I'm hurting and I need to be healed and this and that and the other thing, go ahead and go get yourself some healings. Go ahead and try it and try everything that you need to do, because that in itself will start to shake you loose, mm-hmm. and So yeah, that in that respect, I say, okay, I can totally get with the healing concept. But what you'll find is that you don't ever really get healed. You don't get healed because there's nothing to heal at the end of the day. By the way, you can call in. Folks out there, the number here is 530-265-9555. If you have any comments about what we're talking about, again, 530-265-9555. And also, if you have anything you want me to take a look at, I'm a little bit intuitive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say you're.
I'm pretty good at taking a look at what's going on in you, inside of your world and your past world and present world. So I'd be happy to take a look at something for you. So yeah, you know, that's the other thing too, is when you were talking about being a Reiki master, were you thinking of something to say?
Nope.
Okay, Reiki master Pam, and I don't call myself a psychic because I don't like the connotation. I really don't like the way that you're viewed when you talk about yourself that way. And that's because, again, of, and I've spoken about this before, of how we're taught. That ability is in everybody. And it's very much downplayed and vilified, ridiculed. You know, I don't call myself a psychic because there's a lot of ha-ha that goes along with that. Oh, yeah, right, whatever. You know, you're a psychic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, yeah. So you're not being taken seriously, but I can't tell you how amazing my work is, and I have no choice but to take it seriously. And I like I've said before, I've had this all my life. My whole family's like this. Mm-hmm. And it's real. It's very odd, but it's real. And that goes along with the whole healing thing and making us feel like we have to depend on somebody else to make us better. And the thing that I'm also teaching people is kind of to, what is that? Isometrics, when you use your own body weight. Is that what that's called? Isometrics, when you use your own body weight to strengthen yourself.
That sounds right.
I'm not exactly sure. If anybody knows, please call in, but that's what I'm teaching, is that you've got all the information there. My work is advanced work for people who've done a lot of work on themselves. They've gone through all the healings, mm-hmm. and they've done this and the ayahuasca, like I always say, and they've realized, wait a minute, I'm still in as much pain as I was before. I can handle it differently. So that'd be some kind of healing, if you want to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm able to handle it differently, but it's still there alive and well.
I wanted to mention what Rebecca said about the word healing being kind of abused, overused, and has so many different things that people, if you say healing to one person, it might not be the same as the other person. I don't like to say, and a lot of Reiki people do this, oh, I'm going to give a healing today. I don't like to do that. I have a session. Mm. I don't have a healing because I know that's not... What I'm doing is comforting. I've had people come to me and they'd be all depressed, and when they leave, they're laughing. All right, I comfort, that's all. But whatever was causing that, that's something different. That's what you do. So I think that's my main thing, is that I don't really care for that word. The healing has got to come from within.
Mm-hmm. Or the awareness comes from within. And just like you said, that's what you do. What I do is get you to the root of why you're feeling like you need some healing in the first place.
Right.
You know, we go to what happened to you way back when, that you're handling whatever it is that happened to you back in the day, you're handling it using information from people who don't really understand how the world works. Okay, so they're telling you have to release things and you have to heal it and you have to fix it, or you have to embrace it. You know, you have to embrace your pain, or look to the positive side of things because that's, better than the negative side. So the negative, if you will, the pain gets underplayed which means it's just kind of floating around in there, you know, it doesn't have anywhere to go. And my philosophy is that all of your feelings are making experiences come into your life. So you're focused on all the positive stuff, and you might have some awesome things happen in your life, but why is it always it doesn't quite work out? That's because that pain that you've released, that you've let go, or healed, or embraced, or whatever, even though there's a part of you that doesn't want to friggin' embrace it, it's like, get the heck out of my life, is still there. All of it is still there. And that also is going out into the planet and bringing experiences from that those feelings into your life. So you might have the great experience, the great achievements, but you might always also and often also have something else that just doesn't quite work, doesn't quite click. Can't understand why.
So would you say that in how you assist people in giving them the tools to deal with the pain, would you say, I think I might have asked you this question before, but I can't remember. Maybe I just thought I did. Making them or helping to bring together that conscious or what some people call ego self together with what you would call the essence, you know, of what's inside together. Like, would you, is that something that a term or a way that you, one could describe what you help to do or what people try to do when they're using other modalities, like trying to reconcile those two parts of ourselves?
So you're asking me, when you say the ego self.
Yeah, that's that, you know, the part of ourselves that conditioned by or that limits where the limitations, where we fall into our, you know, limitations, as opposed to following, you know, listening, you know, to the self that animates all of things.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are. You're making sense. So you're saying
would it be the reconciling of those two, like bringing those two together, or just like bringing our awareness more into that essence of who we are? Do you understand?
I thought you just looked like you were shaking your head.
Fine.
Okay.
Because some people could, and the only reason why I ask this is because some people would call that healing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have these two, it's, you know, parts of ourselves. The one that, you know, you described it one day to me, which I love it and I still use it to today. The adult self that's like, okay, we just got to get life done. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And then the child self that's like, just, you know, either still in the trauma or we haven't really, you know, just kind of have to, you know, push this aside in order to get it, you know, get stuff done. Mm-hmm. So maybe in that text, is it kind of bringing those, the adult self and the child self together so that, you know, there's a working together? And would you consider that in terms a healing?
Okay. So bringing the adult self and the child self together, you know, so that they can live together.
Okay.
Okay. Is what, yes, that's what I'm doing. But then that's your human, human adult part and your child adult part are coming together to get calmed down and integrated or composted enough so that the part of you moving your body around can experience this planet in a different way. So that the feelings from the part of you that's moving the body around go out onto this planet and bring experiences in. And so it's like when what you're talking about, your adult self and your child self get together and compost, they turn into a support, a nourishment for what people might call the essence of you, like that it that's moving your body around. That's where I am. So again, you're not healed. All of your parts are interacting in a different way. All of your parts find their own individual place together. And that creates kind of a calmness in there that you don't have to meditate to get. That's the experience I'm having in my life. Mm-hmm. And that means your human experience is allayed, if you will. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, just kind of hanging out, and everybody gets to hurt and not like hurting and not hurting, and everybody just gets to be there. And suppressing the hurting, everybody's there, and then the essence of you can mm-hmm. participate more on this planet, which is also what I'm experiencing in my life and in what it is that
That's
I do.
That's actually pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Some people, though, might call that a healing.
Well, they can call it whatever they want. You can call me a blonde, too, if you want to. I'm good with that. I have hair.
Some people have called me a blonde.
Well, we are blonde in the Negro.
Bleached.
We're the Negro blondes.
So, that's interesting. Because and that kind of brings me back to the whole perspective thing. Because for some people... Well, actually, back to something that you said earlier, you know, sometimes people have to walk that, you know, that road and do all of those, you know, what we call healing modalities and things, and then come to a point where we're like, oh, okay, all right, I feel like now that we need, like, a for real, you know, the person will come to a realization that, okay, there's something else,
well,
you know, that, yeah. that needs to, you know, be, you know, reconciled. But I think, you know, there is a perspective. Like, some people really have meditated, at least from what I've heard from other people, have meditated and have felt that connection, you know, that bringing together of these two parts, whether or not it's sustained, I'm not sure, but you know, some people might think that is healing to them, but that, you know, that's just my perspective. My perspective is literally, it depends on someone's else, you
know, it depends on somebody else's perspective.
You know, it's like, you know,
right? I totally understand what you're saying. First of all, here's the deal. As I've said so many times, this planet is not solid. Yeah. You know, you go and deal with quantum, you know, check out quantum physics, and you're going to find that the planet's not solid.
Yeah.
Nothing here is solid. And what it is that we do and what it is that we're taught, again, is based on a lot of non-information. It yeah. seems like that's how the whole place is set up. It's why when people are talking about all the awful things that are happening in this world, I'm kind of like, I don't know how awful it really is, because we're having an experience here. The other thing that, the thing that's really hitting this home to me, for me, again, is all my babies passing. And I'm all freaked out about them passing and really hurting and crying still to this day. Yet I've got, when I work, because I work, you know, I work so much, I'm more and more sensitive, and people who don't have bodies anymore are coming and talking to me. You know, the room goes cold, and they give information to the people that I'm talking to, you know, their friends or relatives or whatever, and I'm like, wow, somebody's getting something from somebody, you know, and I'll go blah, 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 and, oh my gosh, that's, you know, my grandfather, that's my Aunt Betty, or whatever, you know. So I'm have been, it's really shifting, which is why I had wanted to talk about one of the subjects that I think we'll go to another time. I have had some challenges reconciling that grief that I'm feeling on the human side of myself and the phenomenon, if you will, that I'm experiencing when I'm dealing with people, where it's clear that death is something entirely different yeah. than what it is that we've been taught. And I think that we've been taught, those are the operative words right there. We are being guided by the powers that be. And they might have a vested interest in keeping us in the dark. I'm being nice. Okay. It might be to their great advantage for us to not realize what it is that we have at our core. So, of course, you know, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, you're psychic. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, whatever. We're going to poo-poo that. And the better thing to do is to do a 9-to-5 and go to college and, you know, do the things that you need to do to be approved by society. And the thing is that society, the rules don't support us as human beings. So what happens? We get a lot of kind of crazy stuff happening inside of ourselves, and we act out in the world, and we're all having a pretty hard time, which I don't see as a bad thing. I think that is part of the experience here on this planet. What I've learned is to respect the experience on the planet and respect every individual person's walk on this planet. By the way, my name is Sienna Gold. This show is called Down to Earth. I'm here with my lovely, I guess you guys are, this is my posse. I can't really call you guests because they're, you know, you're this is the crew. Mm-hmm. But I have Pam Davis and Rebecca White.
That's correct.
Here, and they're joining me, and I just love them both. Thank you both so much. The show's on every third Monday of the month at 12:06 after the news. And if you want to call in to talk about anything we're talking about, we do have a caller. The number here is 530-265-9555. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I was just wondering if you have any advice for people that are just beginning to realize that the way that they were taught as children all the way up to adults and whatever by the... what you call the powers that be is, do you have advice for what people can look for or read to try to get away from the concepts that of like government or church or even families?
I love
that
question. Yes. That's a great question. I'm not really big on giving advice. But I can say that what I am doing with people is teaching you to pay attention to your feelings. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to how you avoid what you're feeling. And allow all of those, if you can, not accept or fix or heal or get rid of or embrace. If you allow yourself to feel what you feel, that starts shifting everything. The trick is getting in touch with what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in touch with what you feel. That's the heart. That's where I come in, because you've hidden that away from yourself for quite a while. But if you're not seeing somebody like me, you can practice on your own by just paying attention to how you treat yourself, how you interact with yourself, what you don't like about yourself, what you do with what you don't like about yourself, how you pretend, you know, to do what you do. And the other part of it is that, and as corny as this might sound, but we're not alone here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on with it. People who call God and the spirit and source and the universe and all that, and as you know, if you've listened to the show, I call it whatever grows those plants. And I believe, I'm not crazy about the word believe, but I feel, based on my personal experience, that we are in constant partnership with that. It's always there, but those powers that be, if you will, have steered us away from that partnership and sent us to a lot of organized ways of being, you know, whether it's work, like all the stuff that you're talking about. But what I'm doing with people, and this is also to go along with what you said, Rebecca, what you asked, the reason for waking you up that I see to wake people up for is so that you're in conscious partnership with that. Right now, most people are in unconscious partnership with it, or partially conscious partnership with it. And when you wake up, it's like, oh, hello. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about anything, huh?
Yeah, it's a real shock to my system to just kind of realize that, like you said, you know, the world isn't really what we what we think it is or what we were told it is. And I guess we're on a journey to, or I am beginning a journey to try and find out at least what it is for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's so, oh, I'm sending you a hug through the phone.
Yeah, same
that's
here.
That's so awesome. Yeah,
you know, Carla, I just wanted to say real quick to you.
This is Rebecca.
I just want to say real quick to you. I know where you're at because I am just kind of in the same, I've been in the same place for about a year, just kind of coming out of, you know, the type of conditioning that I, you know, going through my whole life with, you know, societal conditioning, religion, all of that. And, you know, now I'm in a place where my mind, I see how reality is not exactly what I thought it was. And, you know, one thing that I can say that has helped me is just staying open. Like what Sienna was saying, like the whatever entity is around it really is. I have seen so much within this past year of how guided, you know, I am, and now that my mind is opening, you know, to understanding, you know, new realities for myself, the things that are the tools and the teachers just kind of come into my life. You know, it's, I don't even really have to kind of do anything. I mean, there are things that I do, but, you know, it just, you know, it just has come into my life. So, you know, two things that I've learned is one, be open, and two, be patient, you know? And yeah, there are people who are, you know, it does take, we are not alone, you know, you're not alone, I'm not alone, we're all not alone. But, you know, being patient, and just being open to the experiences. And one other thing that Sienna has said to me before in the past and said today a couple of times, just sitting in my feelings and emotions about things, you know, whatever happened, you know, happens, you know, just observing it.
And what was that last thing you said?
Observing.
Exactly. But the thing is, not sitting, you know, cross-legged with the candle on is not the deal. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about while it's happening, pay attention to how you operate. Mm-hmm. I stop meditation. My clients are like, no. They're like, what? No. No more meditation.
It's a hard pill for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean also paying attention to what other people are doing and saying?
The only reason you have other people in your life in any way is because some feelings that you had brought those people and those experiences into your life. At the end, we are completely alone together. And that's the thing that you start to understand and get to. So you are more important than anything else. So people will come to me and say, you know, they're not being, you know, they're out of integrity or whatever. They blah, 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 blah. People are lying to me or whatever. And I tell them, it's not about that person. It's about you and your feelings about what it is that they're doing that's important. So you can't, by the way, do anything about anybody else. It's not your job. You can, however, see how that person or situation is impacting you. That's the gravy. That's what it is that you're looking to pay attention to.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
I love your show.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much for the call. Take care now.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye. Looks like we have somebody else here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm listening, and I'm really appreciating all you're talking about. One of the things that in my path of growth, the word vulnerability, when people talk about being open, a lot of times it's actually allowing yourself to be vulnerable to what's happening. That doesn't mean being stepped on, but allowing it to go deep enough that you go to that innocent spot and recognize what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I think out of vulnerability comes strength.
Okay. So yes, and I totally agree with you. And there's a part of you that doesn't know what the heck you're talking about. Okay? There's a part of you that's like, what's vulnerable mean? Get away from me. This hurts. I don't want to feel it. I'm not feeling it. I'm going to have some ice cream.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And just to sit with that and recognize that that's what you're feeling in response to vulnerability.
Exactly.
Allows me to move forward.
Good
and
job.
Go, okay, well, right now we're going to do ice cream to make us feel better, but there's our spot that we need to look at a little deeper.
Okay, so let's phrase it this way. Here, okay, we're going to go have some ice cream so we feel better. And you said, but we need to blah, blah, blah. Say and. And include everybody gets a place. You don't do bad. You don't do wrong or right here. It's an experience on a really weird little planet that's got, I was going to make a terrible joke. I can't, you know, sometimes I can't control myself.
Terrible joke. It's fine.
Love it.
No, I was going to talk about somebody in high office. But we're not gonna. Now I don't know anything about politics, so I can't really. But anyway, you guys use your imagination, and which is a really good segue into. Did you have anything else to say, ma'am?
No. I just wanted to say thank you for touching on all this. I'm really appreciating. And currently, I'm reading the Brené Brown books, and
I love those.
The who? What?
Yeah.
The what books?
Brené Brown.
Brené Brown.
B-R-I-N-E is her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So she's really, really good for this kind of area.
Right. Okay. And so with what, you know, I discourage reading.
Don't read.
But that's for people who come to work with me. You need to have read and meditated and taken classes and courses in ayahuasca and jumped off the trees and walked across the fire. You need to have done all of that to I've done all of that. you need to have done all of that to realize. Wait a minute. There's a whole other thing going on here. But you need it. That to me is all in the category of healing. All of that stuff that I just named is all in the category of healing. The reading, the meditating, the classes, you know, the this and the that, and all of that, the brahmacharya, you know.
I don't buy into any of that stuff, so.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying that that's all out there and available, and will take you from a point of being impacted, which is what we're trained to be, which is what this gentleman earlier was talking about, to kind of an awareness or an openness, which is what Rebecca is talking about. There's steps. Mm-hmm. I think that there's steps, and ultimately you take all of those steps, and then you would get to the realization, which is where my folks who come to work with me get to. It's like, I've done all the steps. I've been doing the steps, Mom, and I'm still feeling like crap. What's going on? And that's when I just say, okay, you've done enough of the books and the meditating and the this and the that. You've done enough. It's enough. But I really applaud you for reading. I think that's fantastic, you know, that you found somebody. And Rebecca seems to like that woman, too.
Yeah,
awesome.
She's great.
So that's great. So go ahead and do those things, folks, and you, ma'am. And, you know, you keep opening. That'll help you open up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think that you can get everything that you need to learn from someone else.
You need
to do your own internal work.
That's right.
Those are just suggestions and things that some other person found that was helpful, and you may or may not be helpful for you, but if you haven't ever heard of it, you know, at least you're exploring it. But ultimately, it all comes down to our own internal work.
That's the thing at the end of the day, and that's where I take people, and it's really painful in there.
It is.
It hurts.
It's
painful, which is why people want to try to do healings. But you know, it's such an incredible, incredible life. This always brings me to tears when I talk about how awesome life is. I'm so grateful all the time for all this work. I've worked my tail feathers off, as my mom would say. I've worked my butt off my whole life, my whole adult life. I've been trying to figure out what the heck is going on, and I've reached a place of the most incredible simplicity. It friggin' hurts. It hurt to get here, but it's super simple. And it all boils down to what it is that you're feeling at the end of the day. and boils down to you are in a car that people call a body, and you're having an experience. And when you have 1 foot in your human experience and 1 foot in the experience of the part of you that that's constantly interacting with whatever it is that grows those plants, it's I don't even have the words. It's just awesome. It's a really, really wonderful life, and that's what they take away from us with the conditioning. That's what's masked. And when you get to the point that you are able to, you know, people call it what, pulling the veil back and all that kind of stuff. When you get to the
ripping
point,
ripping the scab off.
ripping the scab off. I've never quite heard it put that way, but that's okay. When you get to that point, it's really something to see what it is that we've got here. It's pretty cool, and it's, I don't know, it's been worth the work for me. It's been worth it.
Well, see, I was down at the bottom of the barrel not too long ago in a very dark place, and I've been working very hard, and I am now getting to where I can see, acknowledge, sort of feel there is something more than just what I'm getting, you know, do this, do that. I'm starting to have that bigger feeling that life actually has something for me besides just get up and go to work and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that part of what you're talking about, I'm starting to go, this is pretty cool out here.
It's pretty cool. I'm super reclusive. Mm-hmm. Personally, I mean, it's not that I don't like going out. It's not that I don't like partying. It's that when I do go out, I kind of get, or when I do allow myself to interact with other people on a regular basis, I get bombarded because most everybody is in the, in that, is your radio on? What is that noise? Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. It's my windshield wipers.
Oh. I get bombarded with their lack of clarity, let me put it that way, which is fine. I don't have a problem with it. You know, I can interact with different parts of them, but it's just, it's challenging, let me put it that way. So I spend most of my time by myself, and I like it. I wouldn't mind having a little more interaction with people who have allowed themselves to clear up. You know what I mean? Anyway, yep. It's an and that was following what you were saying about it being an awesome life, which it is. And there, and yes. Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank
I
you so much.
All this.
Yeah, thanks
all
for
right.
the call.
Thanks.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Take care. Bye bye. Once again, my name is Sienna Gold. This show is called Down to Earth. It's on once a month, every third Monday at noon, or actually 12:06 after the news. With me, I have Rebecca White and Pam Davis. These are my two, what do I call you?
Roll dogs, your roll dogs.
My road dogs!
Your radio
These
roll
are my
dogs.
Road dogs. My road dogs. Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are my road dogs, as they might say. Yeah.
Put a little, yes, put a little urban girls on that. My
Oh, we won't go there. We won't talk about me and my urban. My sister laughs at me. I've told Rebecca this story so many times. My sister's like, don't try to be slang. Don't do it. It doesn't work for you. You're not that cool. I know I'm not cool.
Oh,
I'm
totally
okay
cool.
with it. Well, I'm not that cool.
You're cool to me. I think you're so cool.
Oh, my God. I'm so cool.
Like, oh, my God.
So, anyway, anybody have anything to say? Oh, of course, Pam has something to say.
I have something to say. It's just kind of going with what, I don't remember whether it was you or Rebecca that said the word patience.
Yes, that was a good
I
one.
I think that is That's so important. You and I had our first meeting in 2012.
Wow.
And I can say that with now I have really got a handle on what's going on. And I'm not saying that I'm still not allowing new things that have come because of my age and what I got a lot of stuff, a lot of bag. But I feel so good now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so aware of who I was and how everything that I was for all my 71 years has contributed to who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that I actually feel, I don't know if this may be another word we'll discuss, but that life is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I feel that I didn't know that before, especially when I was grieving over my husband. Everything was bad. Everything was wrong. But now I see that that's not the case, that I am here because I had to go through all those things. But now that I've allowed them to be integrated or composted, I love that word, compost.
Yeah, it's going.
I feel so much better.
Yeah.
But it took, it takes 7 years for us, you know?
Yeah.
But
That's how it works here. It takes a long time. I've got people I've been working with for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, you reach a plateau or you reach some really deep resistance to your feelings. Because all you have to do is feel your feelings. That's like, that's the
denial.
That's it. Denial is fine. Denying your feelings is fine.
Yeah.
Feeling your feelings is the secret. You feel that denial as well. But it's, again, getting in touch with them. And what will happen often is that people will run up against a block. You know, when I'm working with them, will run into a block, a blockage, and they will stay in that block because it's been there since they were little kids. And here they are like 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. And we're digging up the block. And it just, you know, we're just like stuck there for a while. Patience is a big deal. It's the thing.
Also, my block, I thought I was doing pretty good right up until my husband got sick. And then I could feel all these other things coming in that once I started looking at them and seeing what the truth was and have a couple of revelations here and there about what it was, it changed everything. Mm-hmm. It changed how I looked at his passing. It changed how I looked at my still being here, which was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I realized what was causing it. And you know what? It was something from my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Right, at the end of the day. Let me pop in here. We're getting close to the end of the show. The bottom line is that what we are trained to think and believe about how to deal with the difficulties in our lives, that's not the thing. It's almost, well, I always say Earth is backwards. And what it is that we think is happening is opposite to what it is that's really happening. You know, we've talked about this many times in the show, but it's, if you can just start to understand that there's a whole other perspective on how this life works available to you, it's just scary to go there because we've been taught that it's scary.
Yeah.
Okay. And because the things that we've been taught cause us a lot of pain. The pain causes us to behave certain ways in our lives. That those behaviors that stem from the pain go out into our families, and then it's perpetuated. And this has been going on forever, for a really long time. If you allow yourself the pain, allow yourself the pain and allow yourself the not liking the pain, allow yourself to be who it is that you are, that gets the cycle going in a whole different way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Once again, my name is Sienna Gold. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Mystery Engineer. This show is called Down to Earth. We're on once a month, third Monday of the month at noon after the news. And once again, the views expressed on this show are those of the speakers only and are not necessarily those of KVMR, our board, staff, volunteers, or contributors. Thanks so much and take care. See you next month.